What's up, everybody? I cannot start every episode laughing. Listen, I'm like sorry. This.
Not the white hand, though. Listen, that's off camera.
Y'all,
okay, go
we're going to have to give the white hand its own thing on the show. Anyways, listen. Squirrel, I digress. Welcome to Talking Tunes Podcast. I'm Lane. Listen, I want to tell y'all, thank you for tuning in, liking, sharing, subscribing, downloading, and repeat, commenting if you're not afraid. Reach out to us and let us know what you would like to hear us discuss, or if you have questions for us. We appreciate you, but I'm not going to bring him to the stage because he gets mad when I say that, and I'm not going to call him my co-host. I'm going to bring my brother.
Say, you know what?
Because we forget host you, together.
Forget you, bro. Because, forget you, bro.
Because we host together.
Bro,
King
bro,
Logan,
bro. All right.
What's up?
All right, bro. All right. I'm going to let you slide.
We host together, King.
All right.
We host together. We're not. You're not my co-host. Because we host together.
I'm not a musician. I do music.
Bro, what's up? Y'all crazy. Y'all crazy.
Yo, that had to be the funniest thing. That girl said, what?
Listen.
A musician? I'm not a musician. I do so music. And she was so matter of fact with it. Like, right. She knew what the
listen,
what?
Right. I did. I'm like, what are we talking about?
Listen, what's up, bro? No. We ain't talking about you. You got to go. Bro. You have to go watch the clip where we got that from. That young lady is a rapper. And this guy said, yeah, so you as a musician. She said, I ain't no musician. I do music.
Yes, I have seen that clip.
What are we saying? I don't think I want to hear you rap, sweetheart. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Your English class, you didn't. Listen,
that math
y'all.
Wasn't
what's
mathing.
Up? It's your boy King, man. We already here.
Oh,
okay. The homie Andy Montez is here, man. What's up with you, John? You good, baby?
Yeah, man. I'm doing great.
Good, y'all. Listen, man. We're going to get right into it. I'm King. That's Lane. That's Montez. And we got the homie Max in the back. Max. And like we always say about this time, welcome to the show.
And we're back. And somebody's over there having themselves the time, right?
Good time. That's kind of like a church shout.
You know what?
You should put. Right. You should add you know a what? Hammond beat.
Right. We could put some church shouting music to that.
I'm
dancing.
Good. Nah, I'm cool.
You just pulled all his little, all the air out of his little cell with that one.
Listen, you hear me?
He was
I'm
like,
good.
Yeah. No, never mind.
Nah, I'm cool. I'm a pass.
You know what?
I'm cool.
He's gonna let it go.
This has been.
I'm gonna let that go.
I'm just happy that y'all are here because based on the events of this week.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
Y'all still here. Mm-hmm. Like, we're still here, right?
We're still here.
Because there's been a lot of speculation.
I am still here.
Uh-oh. We got us.
It's by the grace of God.
That's one of my favorite songs by Dorinda Clark Cole.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Don't even get me on that.
They're probably going to silence that part of the video just so y'all know.
Well, we're just giving her props, or the rose of gospel, as they refer to it. But,
but
listen, this has been a crazy week.
This week been ill.
Yeah.
This week been ill.
So, like, did y'all see the eclipse?
Ooh,
I mean, because we were not supposed to be here today. So, I want to thank God. All right. So, tell me.
Wait, where are you getting this from? Yeah. Who say we weren't supposed to be here?
Yo, like, are like, okay, I'm going to tell y'all. I've seen all kind of rhetoric, narratives. I've seen today humans are supposed to be sacrificed. You know, the day of the eclipse. So, I seen that, right? Then I seen... Somebody was stupid. They put up, man, I should have went outside and blew my trumpet real loud to scare y'all. I'm like, come on.
Scared everybody. Listen, I would have loved to. Oh,
Jesus,
my God.
Is that you? I mean,
listen,
not the shofar.
The shofar. Just
listen.
Let's go.
The shofar. Listen. I would have died.
Well,
oh, that'd have been great, y'all.
I didn't think about that.
Right there would have been absolutely amazing.
I was like,
man,
that would have been crazy. Because real talk, we watched it. I wasn't going to at first, but we watched it. It was eerie, quiet outside. Like, you couldn't hear anything except for gasps or, oh, my God, you know, like coming from neighbors' houses and stuff. But outside of that, it was cold, dark, and quiet.
Listen, I experienced the... It was a three quarters, like the crescent sun.
Okay.
Back in 2017.
Oh, yeah.
I experienced that.
Yeah.
I was outside and the whole nine. And Eclipses, I can understand why people in ancient times were freaked out by these things.
Yeah.
Because it is a, listen, you, it kind of freaks you out. You watch it, you chilling. You're like, oh, okay, cool, yeah. And then it get dark. Oh, wait a minute.
And cold.
And then the birds start tripping. You're like, oh, yeah. Man, hold on, man. The birds trip. You know, it, so yeah, people can, you can turn this, you can turn an eclipse into whatever you want it to be, you know, especially with fear mongering. Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, we
ain't. For me, let me see, how do I say this? That eclipse experience, 2017, and the one this past Monday, it's a difference. Because my that first one, I don't know what happened to me. I got super emotional. Like, I didn't know what was going on with me. Like, I was still cool. I was chilling. I got emotional. I was crying. I was like, oh, my God. And for lack of a better terms, it seems as if my life went to hell for 7 years.
Seven.
But to this week, to experience it now and do researching and all that other stuff, and this week, man, I felt so recharged, renewed, reinvigorated, more inspired. You know what I'm saying? I felt, and I just kept saying, and I'm for real, I really felt like my life went to hell. But in the height of the, what is it called? The totality of the eclipse?
Yeah.
I just had this feeling like a weight was lifted off of me.
You talking about this past week? Like
this past, yeah. This,
oh, wow.
This, the April, the 8th, yeah. This past one we just had.
Wow.
I felt like a weight was lifted up, and all I could say was, it's over. It is over.
Wow.
Like, I literally sat on my couch and looked out my patio door, watched it go dark, and I just had to sit back and say, it's over, man. It's over.
Not today.
And then I literally, and again, and my second thing I did, I just got up and started, you know how you feel like victorious. I'm walking around the crib clapping, thanking God, because I made it through it. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like this eclipse is a different. This is a recharge. It's a rebirth. You know what I'm saying? And I hope I pray that for everybody, yo. Like, I won't, you know, some people just, oh, it was just something cool to see. For me, I felt different. And I think the people who really feel it, I don't know, it might be a little special. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, it was a beautiful experience. We all still here.
Yeah. Just had to check.
You know what I'm saying?
All these stories. I was like, is people disappearing? What's happening?
Nobody disappeared.
Thank you.
Nobody disappeared. Let me tell you something. I hate the internet and love it at the same time.
Love-hate relationship with the internet.
Because people, some people are just idiots.
Well.
And they just start saying stuff. Going back to what Lane said in last week's episode, everybody want to live out loud.
Yeah.
And then you're going to start saying stuff. And then, especially if they're an influencer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because you're an influencer, now you're just going to say, oh, the spaceships is coming. If you don't shut up and sit down somewhere.
Not the spaceships.
That's what you do. Spaceships coming. We was going to get abducted. And people was going to die.
Human
now,
sacrifices.
I will say, I don't know that it happened, but there was in Texas on Monday evening after the eclipse, it was supposed to be some bad weather and tornadoes in certain parts of Texas. I don't know if that got anything to do with anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm just talking, but people be saying the wildest.
Yeah, so tell me what you think about this. So in New York, we had the earthquake,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 4.8.
Right.
For what?
4.8.
For what?
4.8.
What was the date of the eclipse?
Bro, don't do that, bro.
See, isn't that stuff weird?
A 4.8, and it's 4.8. It happened on the 4.
John, did you just realize
that weird
or did
stuff?
You?
Well, I kind of.
No, you just got me on that one. Like, I didn't think about it.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
I'm done here, guys.
No, you're not.
Like, nothing is by accident.
Right, I believe
nothing.
That.
I agree with you.
Nothing is. So I see, like, I love, King, that you're that you're putting that together, even for yourself on a personal level, that you're able to see the like you said, the 7 years of really like a destruction
they,
almost
like a
for
plague
you.
What
almost.
They say, what they yeah. say, what they say, seven is the number of completion, and eight yeah. is the number of new beginnings.
You said come on, it's over. Was that what you said? It's over.
It's over. I literally sit on my couch and took a deep breath because I felt like this weight just kind of, and that's I was crazy, like, bro. I said, oh my God, it's over. Yeah. It's over. And I just kept saying it's over. So I got up and started yeah. walking around the crib clapping like it's over. It's over.
I feel like you were prophesying over yourself. You know what I mean? Yeah. You were prophesying over yourself. Like
all I know is here's what I will say. It's been a great week. It's over. Mm. It's over. You know what I mean? And I want I want the best for everybody, man. I hope I don't want nobody to go down at 70. Cause like you said, Lane, I heard you. It was very plaguish, very almost, almost like, man, am I cursed? Like, I really felt like, cause everything was just, and Lane, you've seen my life in first person, go into shambles. You've seen it up close and personal these past 7 years. You've seen it.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like in space, man. Like I'm excited to see what the next 7 years hold. You know what I'm saying? Like I ain't mad. I really feel a relief right now. Do like is life still lifing? Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, you know, no pun intended.
Ooh, there's a lot. No,
not a plug. But life be lifing.
I mean.
But it's still. It's a better feeling for me, man. I feel a little bit, I don't know, man. I feel freedom.
There's so many songs, you know, like popping up in my mind. I'm not singing it all today. But
that's Jay, all you do. That's all I know. You put a song to everything.
I do. Like I put, I just can't help it. It's in there. Jay, what were you about to say? That 4.8 kind of got me messed up a little bit.
It's funny that King, you keep saying that too, that you're talking about that it's over.
Right.
I had the same... it's not an epiphany. It's weird because there's just moments and you can probably go back to those moments when you just wake up or there's a thought that is in your head, something that's deposited into you that you just know that you know that you know, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when my grandmother passed, which was last year, that was, I remember I got the phone call at like 3:00 in the morning and then I was up and then I went back to bed like at 5:00. And then I woke up at 7:00 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And when I woke up, it was the same. Like I felt like her passing for me was everything was closed at that point. Like everything went with her. You know what I mean? Like all the struggle, all the whatever. And not even all the, I'm not even gonna say it was all the struggle. It was just everything was done when she passed. Like she had to pass in order for things to be closed out.
Ooh.
And that's what I felt. And so when you say that, you know, that's how you feel right now with this, that's exactly how I felt with that. And it's reminiscent to me of that. But I do feel like we're in a season of things closing because they are. If you look all around us, like if you look at our, even, you know, we were talking about it earlier, our financial system, that's closing the way it was and something else is shifting and moving into a new direction. There's so many things, the entertainment industry, things are closing like crazy and new way of new wave is coming. So it's reminiscent to me of that. So I don't know. That's what I was gonna say, Lane.
Y'all. I'm trying not to go too deep.
Listen. We went to the deep, boy.
Well,
no pun intended. No plug. But you know.
I mean, okay. Let me just make this statement.
But she got to get it together. Look, hold on. She needs a second.
Because my mind, when you can say certain things to me, and because I have a personal relationship with y'all. There's certain things that are triggered in my mind that go, okay, this, that. When you have the capacity to speak out loud after what you've been through, it's over. Mm-hmm. That wasn't you talking.
Yeah. Listen.
That was God speaking.
Because y'all are not finna get me emotional.
I'm sorry.
On this show.
That's why I'm like trying to be, That was okay.
Let's move on.
Let's move on because I can't.
What about the retarded people that went outside and looked at the thing without these little glasses and the pit? They so, just dumb. Let's talk about them.
So there's a post that came out that searches for why do my eyes hurt have soared after the eclipse.
Wait a minute.
Y'all didn't get
so
the memo.
So the numbers of that number went up. Y'all didn't right? get is the that memo? What you're saying?
Yeah.
What do we?
Yeah. So they it went up. Drastically soared.
Tell me why do my eyes hurt? Because you, your little entitled, dumb, don't want to listen to nobody, think you know everything, went out there, I'm going to go out here and look anyway. And you go up there, now you, because you know, you got to close your one eye and look at it one eye, and then you open the other eye, you got a whole blind spot going on. The lady even said it. I remember getting ready to watch it, right? Because you couldn't find no glasses anyway. They sold out. Can you imagine how much money they made off these glasses?
Yeah. Stimulus.
Imagine how much money they made
a lot. Yeah.
Listen, man. Listen. So
keep it.
So you can't. The lady that I remember the reporter saying, "Please do not go outside and look into the sun because it will do irreparable damage to your eyesight."
Will. That's a guarantee.
Will. Ain't no maybe.
No.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no. Ooh, let me see. It will.
Let me see.
That's why your eye, that's why your dumb eyes.
Are the eyes dumb or is
it? Yeah, that's why your dumb eyes hurt.
Why the eyes are dumb? I can't.
Because that whoever looked up there is dumb.
Listen.
You just, right. You got to be the idiot.
Anyway, I can't.
Anyway, on a better note, we're going to say congratulations
yes.
to Baby Soul.
Yes.
A baby.
Okay.
Go ahead. What did it say?
So it's a baby at the Methodist Mansfield. So it's there in Texas.
That's by
Mansfield
my parents'
Medical
house.
Center.
Literally yep. by my parents'
so
house.
So it was born near the eclipse. Mm-hmm. And the baby's name is Sol, which you guys know Spanish.
Wait.
Sol.
Go ahead. During the eclipse?
During the eclipse, yeah. During the eclipse.
The 4 minutes that we had the totality.
Yes. It was born
she pushed this
time.
Baby out.
Yeah. So that's pretty awesome, man.
Let's make sure the baby got no horn in the middle of the head or something. I don't know.
Wait, hold on.
Check his palm.
I'm sure the baby's perfectly healthy.
I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but.
John, what does soul mean in Spanish?
With a full set of teeth.
With a whole smiling at you already looking. Talking about,
I'm here.
Hey, y'all. I'm finna take over the world.
Listen, right.
Look, baby, come out. No. Got it. It's
okay.
Over. I'm here. What's going on?
What are we doing? What are we even doing?
Because yeah. These babies nowadays, listen, these new babies is new.
Oh.
Yeah.
These new babies.
Oh, God.
These post-COVID babies they're a little different, Jack.
Post-COVID yep. babies.
They're legit. But I'm sorry.
So it's S-O-L.
Sorry.
So the name of the baby is Sol. Yeah. So with the name Sol.
Yeah.
Sol in Spanish means sun.
Yeah.
Right? So what ethnicity do you think?
Maybe the baby. Okay,
because we did this the other day, like right?
Yeah, we did. We talked about this in another episode, like
yeah.
names, culture.
It's like a playoff. So like this?
No, it's like soul.
It's not S-O-U-L. It's S-O-L.
Soul. So it could be maybe a Hispanic baby, or because you know, black people sometimes we be like because we real creative.
Yeah.
With names.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since the baby was born during this time, we're going to call the baby Sol. But it's not pronounced Sol as we would say it in Spanish. It's Sol.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. No.
I don't know.
It's spelled S-O-L, so it's
yeah,
Sol.
Yeah, I know. Sol. But I wonder what the enunciation.
Congratulations to them.
Yeah. That's
was he the only baby?
Oh, I'm sure there.
I don't know.
I'm sure there
that
were
I
more.
Don't know.
There had to be more.
We should find out. We should jump.
How many babies were born?
We should Google right quick and see how many babies was born during the... Hold on, let's see.
Let's see.
Total eclipse,
this
baby.
Is great. Google, we love y'all, Google.
We are so... It's Googleable.
Babies.
Hey, did you hear about the whole CERN thing, right? The particle accelerator?
The who? Oh.
They were... The CERN is...
You're going to not do... Another, you're not going to do the bishop yeah. thing with me. Like the Catholic... We're not doing that. Okay. We're not doing the Pope blessing to me.
CERN is a company that they try to recreate the Big Bang Theory. Mm. And they have this particle accelerator.
Uh-huh.
that speeds up all these particles and run them into each other.
Oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? So they were supposed to fire it up during the totality of the eclipse. Not sure if they did.
Oh.
And they said NASA was supposed to fire a rocket into the moon during this eclipse.
Yes.
See, this is why I say the internet, there's some idiots on it. Because if I find out none of this is true.
First of all.
It ain't like I'm going to be able to do nothing to nobody.
You gotta stop playing.
But what if
God.
It is true, though?
God's crazy.
That's man's problem. Man's problem is always, men got.
Teetering.
Got a God complex.
Yeah. Leave the moon alone, people. Leave it alone.
I'm looking for how many babies were born in America, and I don't see anything because they're posting different cities.
Oh.
So I'm sure someone will collect all these different.
All right. So next week we'll have that number. So we next week we'll have that number.
Yeah.
We can come back to it. Back to you, Jack. Yeah,
but it's a great question. But apparently everybody has a baby. Some people had a baby called Eclipse. I don't know if I would like that.
I ain't going to lie.
I know somebody named
I'm not
Eclipse.
Sure if I like it either.
But
I'm almost 100% sure that person is black.
I know somebody, his name is Eclipsion Emixlii or something like that, and he's...
Don't put that man whole business out there like that.
Well, no, it keeps going. I just, yeah. But he's a black man. And,
I know you said earlier, Lane, you said that, you know, black people are very creative. What is the most creative black name you know of?
Oh,
wait. Let me run through my family list right quick.
Listen, you don't get it too creative. Listen, go ahead. I'm ready for this one.
I want to hear yours because I don't know.
I'm from the projects. I'm from the West Dallas projects. Listen, I lived in West Dallas projects, and I moved to Prince Hall in Oak Cliff.
Wait.
Let me tell you something.
Hyphenate.
Growing up, the most, and this was. You know, back in the 80s.
That one.
They were twins, brother and sister. Guess what their name was?
Brother and sister twins.
Mr. and Mrs.
Get out of here.
That's what their name was.
Wait, you're joking.
No. And living in Prince Hall,
Mr.
if they hear this, shout out to them. My mama used to go to church and hang out with this lady. Her son was named Sir Patrick.
Sir Patrick?
Sir Patrick. And then let me just keep it funky. My name is King Solomon, so.
You know what? There you go.
But I like Sir Patrick. Sir Patrick.
I like Sir
cool.
Patrick. I mean, Sir I think Patrick that's creative. Yeah. That's yeah. really. Yeah.
I thought of a name.
And we called him Sir.
I have a lot of questions. So.
Is it S-I-R or S-E-R
yes.
Patrick?
No, S-I-R.
So two words?
Yeah, two words. Sir Patrick.
Sir Patrick.
Because our parents used to make me funny. Like, this is King Solomon and that's Sir Patrick.
That's cute.
And, you know, it wasn't cute. I mean, it was cute a little bit.
I'm surprised somebody hasn't named their daughter Duchess.
I'm pretty sure.
Don't talk about my dog. I miss my dog.
Oh, God. Here we go. Jesus. John, did you not know Jay?
I was having a good week, John. I was having a good week.
I'm so
and
sorry.
You bring
man.
Up my dog, Duchess.
John, did you not know?
So sorry.
Oh my.
Hey, y'all, just so what he mean is, I had a dog. I got the dog in the divorce. I got a dog named, she was a Shih Tzu Maltese mix. Her name was Duchess. I miss her so much. Duchess died.
I'm really sorry.
Was she? Yeah, because I'm trying to clean up my act. I'm trying to clear. You may want to cuss you out because no. you
didn't know though, right, Jay?
No, I didn't do that on purpose. I really, honestly, just forgot. Just I had a brain fart and I forgot.
I'm sure there's somebody that named their daughter Duchess.
Oh, absolutely, I went to school with a girl.
My granddaughter name is Legacy,
which I love. That's
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's really creative.
That is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you want to. Come on, speak those things. I went to
Speak
those things. I went to school with a girl named, and I don't remember all of it, but I do remember Dominic Starstenet. Something like that.
That's too hard to spell.
We was in elementary school.
Pissed. Her mama was drunk, cuz.
I'd be pissed.
Her mama was drunk.
Yeah. What if her daddy named
her? Wait a minute, Dominique Star. Now listen, John.
What?
Yeah. That's a great artist named Dominique Star.
Oh, yeah.
Now y'all want
that is a great.
Take
if you just
that.
Leave it at that, but Starstenet?
Starstenet, something like that. It was a lot. And I was like, wow.
She turned, or she went the other way. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage. It's time, Star.
Dominic Star. You know what? I can't.
Nah, we gonna, now you got to leave this first one. I'll just call her Star then. If she doing that over
nope.
there, is, welcome to the stage at this time,
nope.
Star.
No, nope, I will not be in that audience.
That's hilarious.
All right, that's what okay.
That's a good. That's a good name. That's.
I love how creative
John. What's,
we can
the
be with
creative? What's the most creative? Because I will say this. This is not to be racial or anything.
Yes.
Latinos and Hispanics. Let me tell y'all something. Y'all names don't change.
No.
Like the fact is your name. Is John?
Yeah.
Is wow to me.
Why?
Yeah.
How many Mexicans you know named John?
John.
That's true. No, he's right about that. And it, because we're not, we
daddy.
Would be Juan, like
Juan.
Juan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would be
Tú.
Juan. Yeah.
A tree. A
okay,
tree.
So for those of you listening, he literally said one and then went up and said two and had two fingers up. That's hilarious. One, two, three, four, five. Yeah.
One taramera.
Oh my God. Wow.
Two taramera.
So cultured, ladies and gentlemen.
Three taramera.
Three.
And you joined in.
But what's the most creative Hispanic names you've heard, John?
I don't know that we have creative names. I think we just have hella long names.
Like surnames.
They keep adding, like, it's almost like a zip file of names. That's what it feels like.
He said it's
boy,
a zip file.
You almost made me choke on my drink,
your
man.
Name
hold
is
on.
John. Okay.
Right. But
it's
in between
simple to the
John,
point.
I know.
Like I do have a fairly short name for a Latino, but like we have people who have literally four or five last names attached.
Kind of like Africans.
Yeah.
I guess so, yeah. And I think it's a thing of we want to carry both our mom and dad's name. And I do know that in Mexico it's different because you would have the hyphen and then I'm not sure if it's the mom or the dad's name that's last, but the one it's different. It's just completely different.
Nigga, give me the longest name you heard, nigga.
Shit. I couldn't tell. I'll make one up and I'm sure it exists.
But what's the longest you've heard though?
Google it.
I know, right? Okay. Yeah, I'm going to do that. Cause I know. I mean, the longest, I don't know, bro. Like it's like you said, they don't change. They're the same.
I hate to say it like this. I don't want to sound like a butthole, but the names are pretty much the same.
Yeah, you that's got, what I'm saying.
You got what? You got what? Hector.
Super long. Super long. Here, I'll give you one.
Oh.
Here's a good old one.
See?
Juan Martinez Escudero. Oh no, that's all the same one. Hold up.
He don't.
There's always just. Like a relentless amount of names that are attached and you don't need all that. We don't need to know all that. Like we can go to 23andMe again and just figure out your family tree. You don't need to list every damn branch.
Some people want to make sure
name.
You know this is where you come from, John, okay?
But nobody cares.
Don't get it twisted.
Like nobody cares. It's who are you today and it's your first and your last name. Just one and two and you're out.
You're carrying these names with you.
I love my black people, but sometimes black people, we tend to name our kids after things we want. Lexus. Rolex.
I'm waiting for a Tesla.
Well, hold on. Don't do that. Black people, we got Teslas.
La Tesla. I'm waiting for La Tesla to come.
La Tesla. If there's a La Tesla out there, hey.
Please. Please say something.
For,
oh,
there's
my God.
There's got to be a love for it, maybe. It's a cool name.
Speaking of Tesla.
The Tesla.
No, I got to tell you.
The Tesla.
Speaking of Tesla and speaking of the we were talking about the eclipse earlier.
Yeah.
Did you guys know that if you sat in a Tesla during the eclipse, you could look directly through the sunroof and be able to see it without the glasses?
What kind of sunroof they got in them cars?
Well, yeah.
Jay.
So did you see it? No. Yeah, did you do it?
I did not. Yeah. But if I...
Oh, it didn't really hit... It really
didn't yeah, it didn't really hit California
oh,
like
right.
it hit
no, it came up through Mexico, Texas. Yeah.
Yeah, it went all up on
that,
the outside.
That's a little known fact right
I
there.
I had no idea. Yeah.
Listen.
And I'll be honest, I do look at the sun quite a bit through the roof because you can look up and actually see it.
Man, that... I'm telling you, I got to be honest, that's... I got a year and a half for my birthday
Yeah.
And for my 50th, that's what I want to get myself is a Tesla.
You want a Tesla? Okay.
Yeah, oh, I want a Cybertruck, though. I want a Cybertruck.
You can get this. Oh yeah,
I can see you driving a Cybertruck.
Come on, come on, y'all.
I can see you in the. I can see you in the Tesla X, the plaid version.
The which version?
The plaid version.
Listen to me.
It's insane. That's the one that the doors open to the side.
Yeah, they got the.
Nice.
But they got the gold-wing doors.
Yeah. Is it called suicide doors?
The doors that do that.
The unalive doors.
No. Oh. They're called gold-wing doors.
They open up to the side.
Oh, okay. I don't know what the technical term is for.
Things have changed so much.
I'm using gold-wing because it was on a Benz.
Okay.
Okay.
He said he corrected us both. Unalive.
You say what?
You said that before. Okay.
You corrected us both real quick.
Listen, y'all.
Like, hold on, guys.
Hold
on.
Wait a minute, guys. Okay. Not what we.
Yeah, we're not doing this.
We praying for anybody who's got those thoughts.
Yeah.
We pray for y'all.
For sure.
We hope you guys are okay. Call somebody. Yeah. You're not alone.
Call the suicide hotline.
Now let's move on back to this Tesla update. Go ahead, Montez.
So it's the plaid version. I could definitely see you in that one. You would like that.
I've been doing my whole little YouTube things on the Cybertrucks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Listen.
I think Baidu has.
I could definitely see you in that.
Yeah, man. That's on the way.
I could see you in that for sure.
That's running people.
So
that thing looks huge.
So there's a. What the
Cybertruck? Like it looks really big.
Really?
No.
Nah.
I think they look big on what do we call it? Pictures and videos. Mm-hmm. But if you stand up to it, I think it's still kind of big. But it's not as big as it looks on pictures.
I got you.
Right.
I got you.
Yeah. Right.
I think. But yeah. So the update right now on speaking of Tesla is the Neuralink. The first human patient is able to control a mouse. It allows people to control devices through thought alone. What do y'all think about that?
Listen, let's take a deep breath before we go into this deep dive, because this is I'm gonna let Lane go first, because you know when I start, y'all always be like, "Oh, he preaching it." I ain't trying to preach.
Oh, I'm about to kick it over to you real quick, and I'm gonna say. Because I'm thinking about the technical stuff, like, do you really want to be able to control things like that? And how do they protect certain things from being controlled by you? Like, that, I'm scared, guys. I'm scared. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
I'm scared for a number of reasons.
Why?
Like you said, the way you can, and again, we don't know all the details of the Neuralink.
Sounds
at least
crazy.
We don't. We haven't really done our research, so you know, do our due diligence on that research. But to be able to just to control a mouse with your thoughts, that is the scariest thing on the planet. But what's even more scary than that? Growing up in my grandfather's church, they used to take us once a year to see this movie about the Mark of the Beast. Yes,
I know you're talking about.
And in order to eat. Or do anything, trade or anything, you had to have this Mark of the Beast. Some people are saying this might be the precursor to the Mark of the Beast because this chip is being implanted into you. Did you hear about the chip where it was a few years ago, a whole family got a chip implanted on their arm where their money, everything was on this chip.
Yeah, but you don't even need that. Like now you can go into Whole Foods and pay with the palm of your hand.
There's some Amazon stores like that,
and
too.
Here in Los Angeles.
Wait. I'm sorry? Come again and say what?
Yeah.
Like they got my fingerprints already?
Yes. You register your palm. I haven't done it, but you register your palm onto their system that's connected with your card, and that's how you pay.
Say, man. Okay.
So you don't even
I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not trying to turn this into a conspiracy pod. But let's keep it funky, man. That's kind of crazy right there.
Oh, it is crazy. Crazy.
Watch this. They have us on facial recognition.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They have us on voice.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They have us on fingerprint.
Yes.
Now they have your whole palm. They have your signature.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We can, man, listen.
I'm staying in the house.
Everybody want to do something cool, and I'm not trying to be a fear monger or anything. Oh, it's cool to do. Let's try this. all right, cool, let's go for it. Yeah. If it's working, cool. Like me personally, I use AI on a number of things for us, just for editing videos. I don't use it really on music. I really don't use it on music at all, actually. But for us editing videos and pictures and things of that sort, I do. And, you know, just being a movie buff that I am, what if things really turn out the way these movies portray it, man? What if, because they do have a watch call, right, John? They starting to come out with the personal robots now.
Oh, yeah.
Tesla's starting to come out with the personal robots.
Yeah.
And every time I see a visual of that, I think about the iRobot movie.
Yeah.
With Will Smith.
Yep.
Hollywood. Like you saying, Hollywood having this information.
It's like it's like they tell you what's going to happen 5-10 years before it happens.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be, but
it's weird.
Bro, I seen a video of a guy. Neuralink. We got Neuralink. We have what is it called? What's the Apple thing? The goggles?
The goggles.
The vision, the Apple vision, to where you actually see people just remember Minority Report, the movie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You're actually seeing people do that now.
Yep. Yeah.
But they can only see what they're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
But they can still see you.
Yeah.
The Tesla cars, the Cybertrucks, the
my mind is blown.
Hey, man. I'm going to tell you this. This is what I'm going
to
predict.
John,
you've
been an owner of a Tesla. Talk to us.
Yeah, I love the Tesla. I love the Tesla. It's a completely, this is a way, and I think every Tesla owner says it, every Tesla owner that enjoys the car, I've heard everybody say the same thing. It's just a completely different experience.
John, if you don't pay your car note, does it drive itself back to the car lot?
You know what? I bet it
going home.
I bet it will.
Going home.
I bet it will.
Listen,
if you don't like to pay your bills on time, don't get a Tesla.
Oh, watch this. Oh, you don't want. Oh, I'm a wait. I need to wait till the next paycheck.
Right.
You're gonna look at your somebody drive. Somebody stealing my car.
No. It's your car stealing itself.
You know what's crazy? John, remember they used to have hacked plugins, computer music plugins.
Yeah.
They start inputting in a thing called, it's called a call home feature. That's why a lot of people can't update their Mac, producers I know of, can't update their Mac and stuff, because if you update, I don't know all the details, but it will call home. The plugins will call back to the manufacturer, to the company, and disable it.
Yeah.
Or I tell you, you need to put the credit card in or something.
Some people don't want to update.
Hey, man. Yep. Listen, y'all, listen. It's convenience. This is convenience. It's control.
Oh. It's control. There you go.
Convenience or control?
It's not convenience. It's control. Yep.
It's control, bro. Because, and again, I'm not trying to make this a Tesla. Tesla
conspiracy
or a conspiracy pod. Mm-hmm. But if people really just take time and pay attention, don't be so excited about the technology. I'm a technology buff.
Right.
Some stuff, I just be like,
we going to sit that one out.
Nah, bro, I'm cool. I'm good. You know what I mean? I'm going to pass on that. I don't even really need that. I'm going to try to make it work with what I got.
But don't you think it's kind of weird? Like, if you don't, it's almost like if you don't buy all in with technology, then
you
there's no
behind.
Middle. There's no middle ground. Like, if you either have to go all in or you're going to, what people say, I'm going to get off the grid. Like, it's one or the other. But you can't get technology and then not update it, because without the updates, it's not going to work.
It's got to stop at a certain point.
Yeah. True. Listen, because me being producer, man, it's, years ago, when your computer started calling home and plugins ain't working, you like, man, what's going on, bro? The crack plugins ain't working.
Mm.
It does throw a monkey wrench, for lack of a better term, in your program. You're like, okay, now I got to. And again, it's control.
Yeah.
Like right now, everything is subscription based.
Yes, which I hate that.
I cannot stand.
Everything is going to that, though.
Yeah, it is.
Like literally when I say everything, everything is going towards that.
I know a guy who had a music studio. I think he still has a music studio. I don't know if it's still based on this. He was going subscription based about 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
for his studio. So you pay monthly.
Oh, yeah.
For the studio. You pay this amount for this room, this amount for that room. And if the room is open, you schedule your time. Now, is it a bad thing? I don't think it's such a bad idea. But studios are so easily done now. And studios aren't what they were when we was younger, John. Maybe. You know what I'm saying?
I just think it sucks that they put in subscriptions for things that I know a lot of people have paid for outright. It's like,
goofy.
You know what I mean? So it's like now it's a subscription in order for you to, you know, get this update or to have access to this, you have to jump in on the subscription. What?
I ain't going to say no name, but this prominent plug-in company, this prominent plug-in company, they tried it.
But they had to reverse it.
People already bought the plug-ins. And they like, well, now in order for you to update and upgrade and whatever, you got to. Everybody was like, are you serious? Listen, I ain't never seen such a switch in room. But they flipped that thing right on
back.
Like
within a month, if we're talking about the same thing.
They was like, okay, this ain't what we going to do. They're like, hold on.
Yep.
You know, so, I mean, and again, adapting to what's happening now. So you got to have that adaptability, man. You got to be able to adapt to it. And some part of the game you play and other parts you don't. Like now, I don't like that piece of technology. Y'all cool. I'm good on that. Listen, you know what I'm saying? Like, Montez, didn't you say, what is it? They in the midst of making a flying car? By what year were they trying to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so out here, yeah. So, okay, so the Olympics are going to be happening in 2028. Mm-hmm. We have the what do you call it, the soccer one, the FIFA, the World Cup is in 2026, and then the Olympics are in 2028. So by 2028.
All in California?
Yeah. Well, the World Cup is like through the Americas, so it's going to be some games in Mexico, some here in the U.S., and then some in Canada.
Gotcha.
But Los Angeles is going to be one of the host cities. I'm not sure if Dallas is going to be. I think they are actually going to be one of the host cities as well. For the Olympics, for the Olympics, which will be 2028, we're supposed to have our flying taxis by that time.
Come on.
That's going to be happening here locally.
Welcome to the future.
How is that going to be regulated? Like, obviously you got the FAA.
That's the question.
You know,
that's the question.
You know, ATC.
You see, Lane, you being in the whole aviation world.
I love aviation. I have since.
There has to be some airspace.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Air control. Yeah. Air traffic control.
Like, it's going to have to be an air traffic control. That's a lot that they're going to have to put in.
Y'all just be driving up there and looking like, oh.
Can you imagine Can you imagine an accident like that?
No.
Right. It's like a plane crash.
From what I understand that it's supposed to be, they're supposed to be like almost drones, so they're going to be driverless.
They're already doing the drone thing.
Yeah. They're pilotless taxis.
And I got to go in the air with somebody I'm cool.
And it's obviously going to be for the elite, you know, people with money.
Now, if I could do it myself, I trust me. I trust me to fly.
I need to see you myself. Do you? Please.
Well, you ain't got no pilot license.
Oh, is that? Listen. And is that going to be like a requirement, like to have?
Now, that's good question, Lane.
That's what I would like to know.
Are you going to have to have a license?
I would try to get one.
Because I'm going to tell you something. I don't think they're going to leave it drone all the way through. They're not.
That might be the test, right? Like at the beginning. Start out that way.
Because they're already delivering your food via drones. Yeah. So delivering your groceries via drone. Yo, this is insane.
I gotta tell y'all that it's funny that you bring that up. And I'll just say, I did some work with a company that piloted that drone thing with packaging. And it was very interesting. It had to be launched, and it was in another country outside of the U.S. When they launched this project. But to see, you know, packages traveling and things landing in certain places and the way that they would control the target and where things landed was freaky. I ain't gonna lie.
Do the drones come land on your patio or at your door or whatever?
I want you to think.
Because you can't just, don't drop my food.
Well, let me explain it.
Don't drop my groceries.
Don't drop his food out from out the sky, y'all. Don't
drop my club. I done went and bought, I'm gonna buy, pay for this, and you gonna just drop it. Like, wipe yourself out. No.
No, let me explain this. And this is old, okay? Or let me just say this is several years ago.
Okay.
There is a target. There's a landing pad. I can say that. There's a landing pad. And this device is programmed to go exactly to this spot at a certain speed, and it's going to land with it very gently. In fact, it lands gently. So it's not a situation where it's like, all right, we over King's house, boom, you know, your stuff is on the ground.
Don't drop my
no,
stuff.
It no, lands, but you have to do your part in putting the landing pad in a certain space that this basically comes with a requirement. Like you need
No. I'm not responsible. I paid you to listen. No.
They're gonna drop your food in.
See, and I'm gonna go to the stove. Let me go to the stove.
Then there's that. And then you'll get in your driverless car to take you to the store. Where there will be no cashiers.
I'm too much of a car.
Because everything's going
to
be robotic.
You see what Walmart is doing, right? Walmart they want to make people pay monthly or yearly. I forgot, $98 subscription, $98 subscription to even use the, what's called?
Everything is going subscription-based. That's what I'm trying to...
Walmart lost somewhere around $300 million.
That's insane, bro.
From theft.
Oh,
because they got rid of all the people and they got the self checkout lines.
Yeah.
So now they get. Well, how are we going to fix it? We're going to pay people. Got to pay $98 a year. I think it's $98 a year.
Wow.
Let me see. Yeah. Can we? Can you fact check that?
Yeah.
I pay for a service like that through a company, but I have access to more than.
It's supposed to be $98 a year. Mm-mm. I think it's $98 a year. Then you can use the self-checkout line. If not, you got to go to this line over here.
Oh, so it's for the self-checkout line specifically?
Yeah, because that's what people are stealing from. Yeah.
And y'all want to go to jail over some bread.
Listen, I ain't going to lie. I had an experience about a month and a half ago at Walmart. Dude legit walked with me like I was stealing.
Oh no. You were in the self checkout line?
Yeah. It's $98 a year, $12.95 a month for Walmart Plus.
We already don't want to check out our own groceries. So why
Walmart Plus?
Yeah, so you can get that now actually.
There's so much.
That's already started?
Yeah. And if you sign up today, there's a free 30-day trial.
Walmart, send us our check. Send us a check.
Walmart.
He just gave y'all that.
I love your voice.
Yeah, listen.
That was great.
Listen.
That was great.
Yo, don't y'all start that.
Don't start. Don't hate.
No, but think about everything being subscription-based. Think about there's a plot of land that a house is, and you don't own it. You have a subscription to it.
Ooh.
Think about a car that you don't have a loan on, but it's not.
But it's not because you still don't own it.
You don't own it. So if you think about what Bill Gates is doing right now, right?
Who's doing this?
So he's one of them that's buying a lot of the farmland, okay? Mm. Because now the food is also going to be subscription-based. Everything around you is going to be subscription-based because you will own nothing. So people who own houses, people who own properties, you better hold on to that. Because that's going to be the new gold. I feel like that's what it's going to be.
Okay.
People aren't going to be able to buy or purchase things anymore. Maybe not right now, but in the near future, that's where it's going to be headed. That's what I think.
Have you ever done research on, and I don't want to go down this path. Because
let's go.
No. The only reason why I'm saying that is because I want to do some more research on it. But have you ever looked at how deep, okay, think about land. You brought up land. Think about your house, right? Just think about... You buy this house, right? You get a mortgage or you pay it off, whatever. The land that your house is sitting on, do you know how far down you actually own?
Ooh.
Don't answer that question, but I want y'all to look it up.
Okay.
Because I know there's a thing called mineral rights and things of that sort.
This is beyond that, which that's a whole nother thing.
It's beyond mineral? No. You can't just, I don't want to research. Tell me.
No. I'm saying I want us to research it because I want us to have solid information.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Okay,
so it's like,
so you're posing that as a question.
Yeah, I'm asking the question. Because I've heard some things in business talks with my property, and it's like, yeah, you know, you stop at this level. And I'm like, but wait a minute. This is mine, not all of it.
Yeah. Well, I know, the state of California, you don't even own mineral rights. So you can't even buy that.
Well,
that belongs to the state.
So my Mansfield.
Texas, you can't.
Our Mansfield house, we had that. Oh, geez.
Mm-hmm.
It's so money.
Yeah, and you can make money off that.
Did y'all own the mineral rights, or y'all sold them?
We sold them.
Okay.
Yeah, the Mansfield House.
But you were able, but they belonged to you to be able to sell them.
Yeah, but we had to go.
California, you don't have that
we
right.
We also had to go through a process for the ownership, because they'll try to okey-doke you if you don't understand, like, the paperwork and get mm-hmm. some legal, you know, like, okay, help me to understand this, right? Because you know how mm-hmm. contracts, some contracts have legal mumbo-jumbo in them. Yeah. And you just got to get an understanding. And so some people be like, I'm just signing away this. And it's like, hold on, don't do that yet. You know, get some wisdom before you make those decisions, because, you know, like my family, we own land in the town that I was born in. Mm-hmm. And we have since the 50s, and they have renovated this town like substantially. And I called my family and said, hey, because they're living on the land, when they're knocking on your door, don't take that check. We need to talk first, because it's easy to offer somebody, well, we give you $10,000 to leave your house today. And it's like, gosh, you know, you could have got more money, you know.
I can say, if you take $10,000, come on, cuz.
Well, I'm going to leave that alone.
Okay, that was a little. So listen, hold up real quick, though, before we move on from this electrical world.
Electrical world.
Yeah.
Montez, I'm looking on the list where you said Evotol? A California Evotol, the electric vertical takeoff and landing. What is that?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So that's the flying taxis.
Yeah.
That are gonna be taking place here.
And it takes off vertically.
Yeah.
It has to
So it'll go up and down, up and down, takeoff and landing. That's what EVTOL means. So electric vertical takeoff and landing.
Okay. All right. I guess we finna shift gears real quick, like, because I don't know what just happened, because we went down a rabbit hole that I promise y'all we wasn't supposed to go down.
But that's what happens.
Didn't mean to go down.
We want
to
talk about things, and
that is what happens on Talking Tunes podcast. We've been doing a lot of talking and not tuning. We got to start doing some tuning.
You know what? Okay. I'm not going to go into the details of the tuning, but I will say that I know that you posted something on social media, speaking of going down a trail, that you were showing, I think you said the video was like, if you at your desk and you were producing some music, and it said something about the process. Was it was process one of your hashtags?
The process was it's just what it is. It's the process. At this point, there's, you know, nothing is sacred anymore. You know what I mean? And I was trying to just hold on. And not that I'm just the most amazing person in the world, but I do get the comments and the calls and the text messages. Bro, this sound, how you make this sound like that? How you make this sound like that? I've had, and I'm grateful, it blew my mind. I'm not going to say his name. I say his name, forget it. Jason Joshua. I was doing a record for Jennifer Lopez. Mm-hmm. Montez, did you come to that session? I don't think you came to that session. It was an LA session. I was doing a record with Jennifer Lopez, and I sent the files ahead. Mm-hmm. And Jason said, man, how do you get your drum sounds to sound so full and so round and so, you know? And I was really kind of blown away, because it's like, that's Jason Joshua. That young fella, he hot. He mixing mm-hmm. everybody's stuff, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. you know? So the process for me, it's something I really want to start, you know, implementing.
Yeah, I hope that you share.
Because the process is definitely... The process is definitely the process.
Yeah.
The process is cool, and you know, everybody's process is different.
Yeah.
Everybody don't I am a sample-based producer. You know what I'm saying? With a singing background.
I'm all single.
So, you know, hey, I didn't go because we couldn't afford it, but I got accepted to Arts Magnet, Booker T. Washington School of Arts for vocals. When I was in junior high school.
Did you have to do a song, like audition a song? How did that work?
No, sad to say, I had a classmate to die. Mm. And during that time, I was always singing. So the music teacher came and got me. Like, I'm talking about, I get put out of class. I'm walking down the hallway just singing.
You were processing through song.
Listen, I was just being bad. I was like, whatever.
Well, I was trying to give it a better
class.
Sound.
I'm saying. Okay. Now you good. Let's keep it funky. Let's keep it thigh out here. We keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
No, so Yeah. But he said, I want you to help me do this song. Mm. And that was the first song I wrote. I don't remember the name.
Oh, man, I was going to ask.
And I sung it at an assembly in honor of her.
Aw.
And the music teacher, 2 days later, he said, hey, take this to your mama. Have her to fill this out. And it was a permission slip to go on a tour to Arts Magnet.
Mm.
And boy, oh boy, what a shock to my system.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was living in Prince Hall in Oak Cliff, and, you know, we grew up, we gangbangers, drug dealers, pimps and hoes. That's what I was around. And then to go see kids with mohawks and wearing what they want to wear, just sitting out, you know, and just sitting out in the hall doing whatever. I was like, they weird.
Sounds like Sister X.
But it looked like that.
Oh, man.
It really did look like that, but I was excited to do it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when we got back from the field trip, he had already filled out the form.
The teacher did?
He said, take this to your mom and tell her to sign it.
Oh, I see.
Mama signed it. Mm. I God rest her soul. Sometimes my mama didn't even look at the paper. The teacher said, sign this.
Yeah.
Hmm. Gone on. You know what I'm saying? And mama would sign it. And so she signed it. And I think it was like toward the end of the school year or beginning of summer, I got the paper in the mail that said I was accepted to Booker T. Washington School of Arts.
Wow.
And then that's when it became a real, real situation. You know, and we grew up poor, like really poor, below the poverty line type poor. And we didn't have a car.
Oh, yeah, because you'd have to drive. So there's no busing.
We had bus. We had city bus.
Oh, city bus.
We had to pay. Yeah, we had to pay. I'm from the hood. You're going to have a city bus in the hood. You from the suburb. Look at her. She's suburb. That's a city
bus.
She's on what? City bus? What's that?
Shut up.
Y'all ain't got no car.
We had a city bus, boo.
She had car service. Mm.
She had car service. Her mom and dad, OG Chuck.
Just like you, John. Just like you.
You know what I'm saying?
I had horse service. I rode
right,
horses.
Right, facts. So.
John, you for real?
Yeah, I grew up on a farm. You know that.
Like, wait a minute. I've been hearing you say that my whole life.
Tell him
I'm
about
not a whole
it.
Life,
Please
but as long
him.
As we be. Yeah. Wait. You really grew up on a farm?
I really did, yeah. We had horses, chickens, cows, pigs.
Did
goats.
You ever go kill a chicken?
I couldn't, bro.
Did you ever choke the chicken?
No. Not those.
Why?
I couldn't help it.
John just went right. Nope.
He went right. We got him.
Not those. You got your lick back. You got your lick back on that.
You hear me? I got him on that one.
You got your lick back.
But now, yeah. So we couldn't afford it. So that's why I ended up not going. You know what I'm saying? So being a sample-based producer with a singer background, part of my process is singing through stuff. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Motivating myself to like, oh, it'd be dope somebody to do that. And that's another reason why it's hard for me to even place records.
Why?
Because when I get the record, in my head, I'm singing this song, this melody, this cadence. It's kind of already done to me.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You do what I'm saying? Yeah. Opposed to sending it to John and be like, bro, write something to this. And you're like, I don't see where I could go. You know, and that's why I know as a producer, producers have to produce the whole situation. Like, hey, man, here's my thought process behind this record.
Here's the vision.
Here's the idea I had behind this beat. You know what I'm saying? So it helps the writers be like, okay, now I understand it. You know what I mean? In the middle of mixing a record right now, it's going to be a great record. I literally had to hit the artist and be like, yo, where you want to sit? Like, send me something.
Come on, curator.
Hey, man, that's a real situation. Like, I'm still on that.
Producer.
I'm still on that.
Curator.
But, you know, anyway.
I love that.
Yeah, it's fun. I love doing music.
It is fun.
Anyway. Before we go, though.
Yeah, what you got?
I need for y'all to talk about this whole Jonathan Majors sentencing.
Oh.
And what he got and...
Yeah.
And that bullet point under there. Like, that's something that we need to talk about really before we go.
Well,
hopefully it'll help somebody.
Well, let me say this, and you know, I'll take the terms like unicorns and rainbows approach. I do really have a heart to help people before anything else. It just is what it is. And like, no matter how ugly the story is, like, what did this person need? So long story short, he was sentenced to a year-long counseling program due to the situation with his ex-girlfriend or girlfriend, whatever, at the time. And he didn't go to jail. So he has to do a year of counseling. And when I saw that, it made me ask the question, shouldn't we offer that up anyway to people that are going through these journeys and the criminal system or the justice system or the however y'all want to call it?
Now, some of them don't need counseling. Some of them need counseling.
Some people need deliverance. Sure.
Listen, some people ain't go. I don't care how hard you try. They're not going to be delivered. But in this
they're
case.
They're not going to be delivered. Lord, help. Because they don't want to be.
Some people. Exactly.
But what about the people who need that and don't know how to ask? Like, what do you say to that?
I mean, you know what?
How do you decipher between the two?
Well, that's why I'm glad that.
That's a good question. Now, that's a good question.
And that's why I'm glad that they assigned it, not specifically to him, but just to see that, oh, there is an option. Some people, we all grew up with some of these people. You look up and you're like, man, what happened? There was some behaviors. There was some things that got looked over. Maybe they didn't have a structure that they needed to support their growth. They need counseling. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to ask. They don't know how to articulate the need. Somebody else needs to be able to step up that has the resources and say, you know what? Let me offer this to you. You know, why can't that be a part of the justice system? Is it?
I can't speak on the justice system. You know what I'm saying? But I do know a lot of people that get caught up in this situation.
Yeah.
You know, it's a 50-50. It's a toss-up. Some change, some don't.
Facts.
It is what it is.
Yeah. I want everybody
Jonathan
to know
Majors being, he's still being this major actor. By the way, did you know he was from Duncanville, Texas?
Yes, I just learned that a couple of weeks ago.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, bro.
Duncanville. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
D-Time, stand up, baby. What's happening?
Duncanville, where y'all at? You're stupid.
Shout out to them. I really think, because here's what I say. Counseling is a good thing for people because you don't know what, here we go with this word triggered again. We don't know what triggered them to be this way or even act that way. I can use myself, for example. Mm-hmm. Y'all, I feel like growing up in a single parent home, below the poverty line, dad was pretty much persona non grata, not in my life. You miss out on a lot of things.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like John, you and Lane, y'all grew up with parents.
Mm-hmm.
Up until whatever. Like what age when you left your mama's house, John?
Me? Oh gosh, I was 19.
Lane, what time were you? How old were you?
The wrong way, 17. But then I came back.
Right.
Yeah.
You at least had that open door policy to come back.
Yeah, I had to. It was not an easy door.
I still have that.
At 16 years old, I was in the streets.
Yeah.
Fending for myself since I was 16 years old. I think if I'd had that family structure, I would be. I would have been a better adult. I would have made so many mistakes. It wouldn't take me so long in life to be like, okay, this is why you don't be a jackass right here. This is why.
That would help.
This is why you can, this would help. You know what I'm saying? So I think the counseling, I got to be honest with you, when people do get in situations like that, especially certain cases, sure. You know what I'm saying? I got to be honest with you. If somebody, like, you see have y'all seen the video about the kid, the white kid?
Which one?
The boy mama called the police because his mama went in his bedroom and found a human head and hands. Okay, I guess they didn't hear that, y'all. They're looking at me. Okay. Because the cops walked up to the kid and said, "Hey, your mom, she found something in your room."
Yeah.
And if you see the kid's face, he go from this, you know, farm raised kid. Yeah, how you doing? He said, and the police said, "You know what your mom said?" When I say all smile left, that boy became so stoic. Yes, a human head in hands.
He confessed this out. I haven't seen that story
yet. Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Man, listen, it's a real situation. Now, people like him, maybe if they'd have caught him ahead of time.
That's my point.
And ran him through some therapy. But he's too far gone at this point.
How old was he when he did that?
Well, he looks. I can't give you
ish.
Because I don't know the details. Ish.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, a teenager.
17, 18 ish.
How?
See, that age, if you severing heads and hands, that's just in you, man.
Yeah, you out of here. You gone.
That's just in you.
You finished.
Lord help us.
But what I'm saying is, like, in Jonathan Majors' situation, he has a year of therapy.
All right.
All right, cool. Who knows? He's probably going to help him become a better person, a better, you know, because I don't know all the details of the case.
Yeah.
You know, but some say he shouldn't have been charged. They should have let him go, but they couldn't let him go because, you know.
Powers.
For whatever reason. Yeah, we couldn't let him go. I just think therapy and having somebody. And you know what's crazy? I was in the closet the other day just hanging clothes. And I really think about my life. Mm. I've never had a mentor ever in my life.
Mm.
Ever.
Wow.
So I see on this on our list that we have a subtopic, Big Brothers and Big Sisters. Like these type of programs,
yeah.
I think is very valuable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Very valuable.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to say it on open air, but I'm getting ready to start a nonprofit organization because I know some stuff that happened to me in the way that I don't wish on nobody else's kids.
Mm. Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying? So therapy for him, I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing for everybody.
I think it's a great thing. I think therapy is a thing that, yeah, that should definitely be a situation because mental health now, like even talking to some people, I've been talking to people these past few months that I thought were on the outside, you see them as being these strong people.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Put on that poker face
But they so broken.
The facade that everything is okay. Yeah.
Yeah, man. They so broken and they, you know, ready to air themselves out. They ready to just call it quits.
I saw
a video meme and the guy said, for a man, being tired is a totally different thing.
Mm.
When a man tells you he's tired.
Oh, yeah. That's.
We have to be careful. And when I say we, because I've been there as recently as maybe a month ago. And just like, yo, I'm just tired, bro. Like, come on, man. You know what I mean? And I really thank God for the resiliency that I have. I don't know where it comes from. My daddy, his name Tim Punch. You know what I'm saying? My mama too. She's pushed through for real.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
here.
But at the same token, it's a people have that emotional thing. Mm-hmm. Like we dealing with like life is really lifing out here, cuz.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my mama is like life is giving everybody blows. Like, word? That's what you want to do?
Yeah, man.
Like the Puff situation and we in an election year and it's just
the world is relentless.
It's so much.
Yeah, it's relentless.
It's so much. Like, to the point where I ain't going to lie, I was watching something on TV the other day, and I said, man, I'm sick of this planet.
Not the whole planet.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sick of them. I really wish there was another planet we can just live and go somewhere else and live.
What does it look like?
I don't know.
Do you think that's something that happens, like, as... Because I feel the same way. Mm. I swear, I feel the same way. And I talk to people who are saying the same thing. Mm. You know, different words, different ways of saying it, but they're all. I hear people that are saying the same thing. It's just a weird time to be alive right now, and it just feels so weird.
It does.
Is that something that you think just happens, like as you get older, or do you think we're actually in a weird place right now?
I'm gonna say a little bit of both.
Me too.
Because it's funny you questioned yourself pose that question, because I pose that question to myself here now, like almost every day. Growing up, we used to see the older people really dealing with stuff and going, you know, and it's like, life ain't, and back then we was like, man, life ain't that hard.
Yeah.
But the older you get, you start seeing stuff for what it is. Mm. And watch this. I'm starting to realize you can be as qualified as ever for a job, for anything. And if you, at a certain age, it's like, yeah, nah, cool. We can't hire you. Mm. Why not? I'm more qualified than anybody.
Mm. Yeah.
Sometimes they don't want the fact that they don't want you qualified. They want to qualify you themselves. So we are definitely living in a weird space and time, because everybody feel they're entitled. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants you to know their opinion. Mm-hmm. I gotta be honest with you. Me and Lane, before we even called you, John, we really questioned this podcast. Mm-hmm. Is this something we really want to do though? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody don't agree with your opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody don't agree with your opinion. Everybody don't care what you, we don't care what you got to say.
Yeah.
Because everybody's saying something.
Some people do and some people don't. And that's
exactly,
that's their prerogative, just like it's ours, right?
Right. It's our prerogative. Mm-hmm. But my point was, we're living in a time now where it's so much information.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's not just information. It's so many different opinions about this information.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then everybody like, I spend a lot of time on YouTube. I can watch the same story 7 different times in 7 different ways.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because everybody has their own opinion about it. And everybody want everybody to know, here's my opinion.
Right.
Right. Right.
And it's like, oh, okay. I can't lie. Even being a producer, just looking at stuff on YouTube, like, oh, that's a cool. And it's like, I don't want to hear him talk, but he talking the same thing over here.
Oh, that's funny. Because preferences. Like, seriously. Preferences.
I've cut out videos just because of somebody's tone of their voice for talking.
Oh, gosh.
Like, I don't like to hear how they, I don't like how they talking.
Please don't turn off this podcast.
Right.
Please do not turn off this podcast. I'm so sorry. Right. I hope y'all really like how we sound.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? Because...
turn it up.
That's just, but see, honestly, people are, like you said, it's people's opinions.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And preferences. Yeah.
But
right.
It's preferences.
Anyway.
But like, and even on this other point before we go, Montez, you pose a question. Do you think we really take mental health seriously?
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
We talk at it. Let me tell you.
Because people think, I hate to say it, a lot of times people use it as a finesse tool. You know what I'm saying? To get their way. Oh, I'm having mental health issues. Are you really though?
Well, not just.
You know what I'm saying? I tried to kill myself, but did you die though?
But King. But
you sound like a Mexican right there.
Oh God.
But did you die though?
That right there. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode.
Listen, let's get on the podcast. Just get out of here then. Come on, save me. Get me up out of here. Let's go.
Here comes your parachute. All right. But listen, you know what? To the point that, you know, we're talking about this mental health, my hope is that it's just not a trend. It's just not a fad. It's just not something that you say that you do. If you are really concerned about your mental health, you are intentional about being healthy and doing the work, doing whatever it takes to get to wherever it is that you feel like you need to be. Let's not just talk up, you know, counseling and therapy and all the many tools that are available, but let's just do it. Do it. And don't just do it one time. Do it more than once. Yeah. And if you don't like your counselor or your therapist, find another one. I mean, come on, y'all.
But let me ask you this. Like, I think there's plenty of people too that are listening. Mm-hmm. That maybe they don't have the resources to go to a counselor. Sure. So what is another way, what is another way for me to be able to search that type of help out that I can't go and sit with a therapist mm-hmm. because I can't pay $65 or $100 or $150 an hour
sure.
and sit with them. What is another way I can do this? Who else can I go to?
So here's what I would say. I'm going to talk to two different audiences.
Who can I run to? Huh? Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
He's singing a song. Who can I run to? He's singing.
Come on. He did. Soundtrack. He did go get a vocal scholarship. So turn it up.
Bass heads.
So here's what I would say. In the corporate space, I know that mm-hmm. most employers are required to have an employee assistance program. And through those programs are tons of resources, counseling being one of them. And depending on the company that's used, and it's always a third party, you can get, like, let's just say 3 free counseling sessions per issue, right? So let's just say you're talking to a counselor about one thing, and then in that session, it's like, oh, something else came out. Well, you could set up a whole nother thing before your insurance kicks in, you know, if you need to extend it. Mm. Now, mm-hmm. if you're not in that space, if you came to me and said, man, I'm looking for counseling and I just don't have the resources, the first thing that I'm going to do, because this is where I start with everything, I'm going to get online and look up, like, Google, are there any free counseling resources right. in my county, in my city, town, zip code, whatever,
yeah.
they exist. And find that. And if that don't work, keep searching. Be relentless about you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, you is all you got.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. You is all you got. Yeah. Be relentless about you.
You only got one life of it. You only got one yeah. version, one life.
I am always yeah. in counseling.
If I can say this, like, yeah. I know it's tough to say this, and it's a tricky situation to say this. Go to somebody that you trust, that you know.
Yeah.
Because it's hard for me to go talk to somebody who's never been through nothing.
Sure, absolutely. That I've been through. I feel you on that.
It's hard for me to talk to somebody who's never been through nothing I've been through. If you've lived like this perfect life and everything has worked out fine, or you putting this facade up as it's to mm-hmm. everything worked out fine. You know what I'm saying? And or you've been, what's the word? You've been guarded. You've been in a safe yeah. place. You haven't really been through certain mud. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah. For lack of a better term. Talk to somebody you know that's been through it, man.
Yeah.
Talk to somebody you know that's come out on the other side of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What does that person look like? Just pet, if you you know them. Ask, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Closed mouths don't get fed.
Yeah. And don't be ashamed.
Mentally, spiritually, naturally. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm glad you said that, King, because, you know, like you said, closed mouths don't get fed. If a person mm. you're going to seek help from or to get direction from shames you mm. in the process, keep it moving. You don't need to talk yeah. to them anyway. They probably need to yeah. go cycle back through that program. But anyway, find yeah. a safe space.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What I'm saying is if you go to somebody about an issue that you want to get help for and they make you feel like the scum of the earth because you're struggling with an issue, find somebody else.
Yeah, you shouldn't even be, don't even, but I that mean, happens. That person shouldn't even be in your life.
Yeah.
And you know what? And if that happens to be, yeah, I hate to say it, but I'm going to go and do this. Fuck that person.
Well, that was the part.
I tried. I almost made it. But for real.
You
fuck
but
that you know person because they have no empathy. They have no heart.
Yeah.
And you know, talking to y'all is helping me become an empathetic person because, you know, you be like, hey, man, pull yourself up, bro. You can do it, bro. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sometimes you got to know how to talk to people, too.
Well,
I will say that because sometimes people do have the answer.
About triggers.
They do have the answer, but they're not talking the right language.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like a coach. I had experienced something with my son one time. And I think I've said this to you guys. I don't know if I did. Took my son to this football camp when he was younger. It was a high school football camp. But the guy that was over the camp was talking to my son with big time grit, big time voice. Rah, 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 rah.
Oh, yeah.
But he was talking to his other kid very. Mm-hmm. And I was like, say, man, so what's that about? Mm-hmm. I just asked, you know me. I'm like,
yeah.
You the coach, right. But I just need to know what's going on. And he said, Mr. Logan, your son got some backbone. Your son can handle some stuff. Mm-hmm. He can take some of it. This kid ain't there yet.
Yep.
Well,
and I was like, okay.
Know your audience. Okay.
Makes Yeah. Okay. Makes sense to me. You know what I'm saying? So for those who've been, like, I've had a few people call me. One of the homies said something to me and it really touched me. And I couldn't even answer that. I said, bro, I don't even know what to do. Because he said, his exact word, he said, bro, when I pray, why am I the only one talking? I said, what do you mean?
Oh, gosh, you're
And his exact words, no, it was real serious. He said, bro, I'm praying. I'm looking for answers and God ain't talking.
I've heard somebody say that.
Jesus. So I needed a moment. I was like, hey, bro, listen, man. All I can say is
keep talking to him.
Keep talking to him. Keep praying. Keep your head up.
Amen.
Stay strong, fam.
Amen.
Like, I just didn't, because that was a question that I've had, that question. And nobody could answer it for me.
He's there.
And every time, but for me, and this is why I don't do people, I don't shun people away. Or I don't look at them crazy, because when I would go ask these questions, it was a bad thing.
Oh, yeah. You're not supposed to ask those types of questions. Yeah.
Don't ask these questions. Don't do this. Yeah. And you just, and all you got to do is, and it's like, yo, I need somebody to tell me something naturally so I know what to do naturally. I'm not talking about spiritually when I die or whatever. I'm talking about right now, right here, today. I'm going through this.
Today.
I need some help. God, please help me. Can you say something to me? Tell me something, please.
Yeah.
And some people ain't getting it, man. And so now it's getting to a point where people turn, I don't know, they just, they confused, man. Yeah. They're going a different way about it. Anyway.
I wanted to say something to that because I've had that question.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say this, and it's not at all to, I'm going to say what it was for me, how real it was for me. When I asked that same question, it wasn't that God wasn't listening, talking. Mm-hmm. It was that I wasn't listening. And I had to learn. And I think it's a lifetime of learning how to listen.
Mm-hmm.
And what is listening? What does that actually look like?
Mm-hmm.
Because I do believe God is consistently and constantly talking. Just like nature is consistently and constantly moving, God is always talking and God is always moving. But we are so caught up in our own ways, in our own world, mm-hmm. that we shut the ability to listen. And what is listening? It's getting into your gut instinct. It's getting into that spirit mode of who you are. And honestly, I'll tell you where I learned how to even tap into that. Mm-hmm. There's an author by the name of Eckhart Tolle who has a book called A New Earth.
And we have that.
And there's something very simple that he said. This is when I was living over by Runyon Canyon. I was walking, you know, doing the whatchamacallit, the hike. Every day I was doing it, but I was listening to that book, and it was this simple. And if I can encourage anybody to do it, try doing this. But he said, just go outside, find a tree, find a plant, find just something in nature, and don't, if you see a rose bush. Don't call it a rose. Don't say it's red. Don't say it's green. Just put no attachments to it at all and just watch it. Just watch how the wind blows it. Just look at how it affects the environment around it. Look at how the environment affects it and how it affects its environment. Just pay attention to all these little things that are happening. And literally in the book, it says you're going to feel dumb doing this at first, but just keep doing it. And I started doing that. I started doing it with I'd sit on a particular rock. I'd go up the hike, sit on this rock and look at this particular plant and do this. And yes, it did feel dumb at first. It does feel that way. But this is what I learned while I, in doing it and being consistent with it. I started realizing the beauty of the plant and what the plant actually was, right? Without putting a hashtag on it, without putting a name to it, without identifying it or whatever, I was just appreciating it for what it was. And what I realized after probably about a year of doing this, oh snap, this is how we're supposed to look at people. It's not about the plant, it's about people and it's about the world that we live in. Let me try to see this person for what the person is and not for what all the tags that I want to put on that person. And it just really did change how I try to, and I'm not saying I'm there yet, but how I try to approach life and the things around me, so that now I believe, like right now, we're in such a society where we just talk. And it's funny. I went to my niece's wedding this past weekend. Congratulations to Tatiana and Logan. But I just went to their wedding afterwards. We went to go see my uncle perform at this club, right? And my mom wanted to go. It's her brother, so we wanted to go support him. When we got there, there was a DJ that was performing, and it's a small little venue that we went to, and the DJ had the volume up so freaking loud that it was pissing me off. Like I literally was getting angry, and y'all know how triggered I can get real fast. Mm-hmm. But it was so loud, like it was just obnoxiously loud. And I got my phone out, because you know me, the techie, I'm going to see how high the decibels are in here, because if this is like beyond what it should be and people are going to bust their eardrums, and I'm going to let them know, like, turn this. I know I shouldn't do that stuff.
Yeah, you.
But I did.
Straight Karen. Kevin.
I did do that. But no, King, you would have been pissed off, because we make money off of our ears, and you need your good ears to be able to do your job, right? So that I'm thinking it from that standpoint.
Gotcha.
But it just makes me think about right now where we are. It's like everyone and everything is so freaking loud that it's just irritating. And everybody's so irritated. Everybody's so anxious. Everybody is so on pins and needles, because we're bombarded with all this information. Mm-hmm. So just saying that, man, learn to listen, you know, learn to be a better listener. And that's why I'm asking the question, like, when people can't afford these services or you know, whatever, find a place, you know, like what King is saying, like what Lane is saying, find someone that you can talk to. There's a friend that you can talk to, and use things like if the people that you're talking to are correcting you, then don't be so quick to get angry. Be thankful that they're being honest with you enough to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Don't surround yourself with yes people. People are just going to agree with you all the time, because that's not going to cause you to grow. But also don't surround yourself around people that are going to abuse you either with the information that you're giving them. So use these things as gauges to help you, you know, talk to someone if you can. If you can't afford to go to a therapist, and if you can, good, go. But if you can't, then try to find somebody that you can talk to, because yes, mental health is a major issue.
He couldn't wait to get that out.
What?
What?
I mean, he was on the road, wasn't he?
Listen.
He started low key preaching. Gloria a Dios.
Oh, All right.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what?
Anyway,
I am too weak.
Let's go home, man.
I'm too weak, and it is important. Thank you so much. That, lot to process.
That was, you need some time. You be like, hold on.
Yeah.
Listen, it's like you be needing time to process after we finish. You be like, I don't even know.
No, because I have to, y'all have to make a decision. Okay, I'll say this and then I'm going to kick it over to you so you can benedict us. I have to make decisions in real time on what topics or what subjects that I want to go, because I do speak professionally to groups of people. And so these conversations come up a lot of times, you know, and so I'm thinking about, okay, how did this person get helped? You know, what was shared with this person? Mm-hmm. What can I tell? You know, it's just a lot going on in my head, because I'm always trying to think of how to help people. So with that being said, baby Bishop, will you come on up here and benedict us?
Where am I going?
Look at his face.
Why are we doing that?
Up here and benedict us. No, I'm just saying. Would you?
Listen, man. Y'all get some help. We all need it.
Right.
Please.
Let's get some help.
And it's okay.
You know what I'm saying? S-word is not an option. My grandfather used to call it sideways. It's not an option.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, thank y'all for tuning in.
Thank you.
Watching us, listening to us. I know this was a different time. I don't know what happened. We went...
It's that eclipse, man.
It's that eclipse. You know. Listen, man, we're gonna get us out of here, man. Again, thank y'all so much for subscribing. Thank y'all so much for liking. Thank y'all for so much for looking and listening. We appreciate y'all so, so much. For real, we really do. And we're going to keep growing and keep going, man. We're going to hit the benediction, and it goes a little something like this. Now may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another. May he keep you in perfect peace is our prayer. Listen, man, I'm Key. That's like, that's Money Montez. And we got the homie Max in the back. Again, salute. Thank y'all.